Reuters, Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX crash caused by multiple issues including flawed software. By Tom Sikata on April 5, 2019. According to a Reuters report, the Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX crash was caused by several issues, including a bird strike that damaged a sensor and flawed software. The Ethiopian Airlines 737 MAX crash, which occurred on March 10, was allegedly caused by a number of factors, including excess speed, a bird, and flawed software. According to the report, a bird crashed into a crucial sensor on the plane that allows the aircraft to understand its angle in the sky. The broken sensor allegedly convinced the autopilot that the aircraft's nose was too high. As with the Lion Air crash in Indonesia, the damaged angle of attack sensor, which tells pilots what angle the aircraft has relative to its forward movement, may have set off a volatile chain of events. In both cases, the faulty sensor tricked the plane's computer into thinking the nose was too high and the aircraft was about to stall, or lose lift. The anti-stall MCAS software then pushed the nose down forcefully with the aircraft's trim system, normally used to maintain level flight. As a result of the faulty sensor, the plane ended up flying at 575 miles per hour, far faster than the aircraft is intended to fly. The combination of these issues made it nearly impossible for the pilots to land the aircraft safely. The combination of excess speed and cutting off the system while the plane was still leaning downwards meant up to 50 pounds of force would be needed to move the control column, and moving the manual trim wheels was impossible. The flight crashed just 6 minutes after takeoff, killing all 157 people on board. On March 13, President Trump grounded all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Many other nations that operate 737 MAX aircraft grounded the planes as well. Breitbart News reported this week that Boeing has delayed the 737 MAX software update that intends to fix some of the issues that led to the crash. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.